So you've gone through the one session on communications. So now you're going to actually really get into the discussions of dating etiquette. What happens on dates? Many times people are single and long-term single Christians who want to find their life partner, but it never gets past square one. So as a matchmaker minister, this is your opportunity to say, okay, let's talk about dating etiquette. Now I will tell you, golf is another good example of etiquette. And if someone doesn't abide by the etiquette, there are some people at my specific golf course that will never, ever play in a foursome with that person again because they do not practice golf etiquette. Now, as a Christian, you know, I will play with someone who walks right in front of my line, steps on my line before a putt, someone who golfs out of turn without asking permission and all of that. I mean, in the end, why are we so critical about people who don't follow etiquette? But the reality is there's etiquette about almost everything we do. When we're driving, there's etiquette of driving. You know, there's rules of the road, and then there's a common etiquette. When you pass another car, each culture has an etiquette of how much distance you should give. And when someone violates that etiquette, road rage can occur. Dating has an etiquette too. And as a matchmaker minister, you are helping them, your clients, find the etiquette that works. So let's talk about that. According to the agenda for the dating etiquette, there, you start with a Bible passage, and this particular one is going to talk about boldness of doing something. Okay, so even though we're going to be talking about etiquette, we put in here a Bible study about the actual boldness of going through the process of connecting with someone. And even there, there's the etiquette. When you talk to someone or how you ask them out on a date is an etiquette. But we want to focus on the just go try things, and then we'll develop an etiquette acumen as time goes on. So it starts out with a boldness Bible study, and then it deals with issues of etiquette. How do you become direct? How do you become respectful? How do you dress for a date if you're a woman? How do you dress if you're a man? How do you behave on a date? Many people behave on a date and they're not themselves. And being not themselves is a violation of etiquette because people's time is valuable and they want to see the true you. They don't want to see you handicapped. Like in golf, you have a handicap where it's like you might be this golfer, but you get to be this golfer because they expect that you're not going to be that good so that they make you look better and all that. Well, in real life dating, be yourself. Let them not fall in love with the handicapped self of yourself. Let them fall in love with you. But that's all part of the handicap. Sorry, that's all part of the etiquette of dating. So that to know that when you actually have that first date, all and in dates after that, that there is a way you do it, and the matchmaker minister can help your client figure that out. Example, you know, be polite and respectful. Don't linger too long. After you say goodbye, it's time to go. Don't try prolonging the date. That's a form of etiquette. Don't be afraid to ask for a second date. If you had a good time, let your date know that you'd like to see them again. If you had a good time and you didn't let your date know you had a good time, they're going into the house thinking that he or she had a bad time. So as a matchmaking minister, you are preparing your client for the etiquette of actually going out on dates. We have two readings here. One is a reading about women, how to dress, and also a reading on how men behave on a date. From a Christian perspective, there are opinions and conversations that need to be talked about, because how that factors in the audience of a Christian becomes an issue of etiquette. And that's where, as a matchmaker minister, you can help your client maneuver some of those issues. So, the etiquette. There are even books about etiquette written from different worldviews and different positions. As a Christian, our etiquette is informed by our worldview. So, for instance, a woman who loves the Lord is not going to go out on a date being immodest in her dress. Now, I'm going to acknowledge that every place in the world has a different definition of modesty. In some places, if a woman puts on a dress with lots of cleavage, that would be considered immoderate. In other places, that's not considered immoderate at all. So again, there's where the local matchmaker minister comes in to sort of make sure that he or she understands what moderation means in the people of faith in that local area when it comes to how a guy may behave. In some places in the world, men behave this way, and that's acceptable. In other places in the world, if a man behaves that way, that is over the top and too forceful. Again, each matchmaking minister lives in their area, and you get to help translate what that means. But again, the etiquette of being yourself, the etiquette of honest and sincere, the etiquette of appropriate, the etiquette of being careful to play that game of dating, I'm using that as a metaphor, in a way that's received and doesn't hurt you as someone who's looking for that Christian soulmate. I have met amazing, godly singles who have not found their spouse. And many times it relates to communication issues, but many times it relates to the etiquette of actually going out on a date and how that mismatch of etiquette occurs. I've even had it where there's different definitions of etiquette, where the woman had one concept of etiquette informed by one set of beliefs, and the man had another form of etiquette informed by other beliefs. But neither of them actually talked about the etiquette themselves. The matchmaker minister can at least get into that conversation. So there's self-awareness about etiquette and how etiquette is a factor in courtship and in dating.